Recorded.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, this is not Jarman's voice, that beautiful voice that you hear early on Saturday morning. I'm here in the studio with one of our co-hosts. We're calling her co-host because she's here quite a bit. Dr. Tammy Hodo is in the house with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jarman is taking a quick break. You know, she has those two small kids, and she needs to be with the kids. So we've got this up in here today. And then, of course, our real co-host out in the epicenter, out on the West Coast, out in Seattle, Washington, Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Doc and Doc. Happy Saturday, you guys, and Steve, and, you know, to our listening audience out there. And, you know, it's just been a really fast-moving week with this coronavirus that's spreading across the country and really across the world. And I think some of the things that most of what we're going to talk about today is going to be centered around the virus and how it's affecting us locally in Jacksonville and state of Florida and then around the country. There have been many things that's been made aware and setting up to help contain the spread of the COVID-19 virus. So we want to get started on that. There are some school closures and things that parents need to be aware of. I know the Duval County Public Schools extended their spring break for a week. That's a good start. But I think as cooler heads start to come together, they're going to have to take that out for 14 to 30 days on that school closure because of this virus. It's a pandemic. It's not just a virus that's coming here for a short period of time. It's going to be with us for a while, guys.
Most definitely. And I see where the JEA is indicating that they will not cut off the water. So, I mean, that's a good thing since we have to wash our hands so often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the good thing you mentioned that, Doc, one of the major things that to help alleviate the spread is by being clean, washing your hands and sneezing into your sweater or arm and not just sneezing out in public. You know, this disease is shared by the droplets from our nose. And when we sneeze, you know, you need to be at least 6 feet or more distance from the person that you are around, and that's what they call social distancing. And as you know, all sporting events, major sporting events, have been canceled on locally and national until further notice. So this is really serious, guys. And you know, I know here in Seattle, you know, where you know the epic center, as folks like to call it, here in the state of in the United States, it's really not. It's in Rochelle, New York, where they've quarantined an entire city. So, you know, once this virus, it's already in our communities. That's the thing that we don't understand. The virus has been in the United States for more than 6 weeks. We just haven't had the ability to test. So now that the testing supplies are being made more available, you're going to see where the virus actually is and how quickly it's spreading.
Well, I know people were disappointed this week. We had the Players' Championship out at TPC. And, of course, the fans got to see the players at least on Thursday. And then, of course, Monahan decided that the golf tournament would continue without the fans. And I guess later on they thought about that and then decided to cancel. That, of course, was intended on, 150 million impact to the community. So a lot of our economy is wrapped around sporting events, around things that make us feel good, even when we're suffering. And so
I think that's a small price to pay, Doc.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Saving lives too often. And one of the reasons that this pandemic is so frequent in this area, in the country, is because the president and his administration didn't act soon enough. You know, when the cases were first discovered in China is the time that we should have been starting our testing here locally, because there's no local, really. I mean, with the amount of travel that takes place from country to country and then from city to city, this virus, is folks are pointing out, has no walls. So we need to make sure, just like the folks in New York and here in Washington State and King County, once the testing started, we started to see how many people were really already infected.
Yes, so, I mean, along with that, I know that this is definitely a pandemic and something we should all be concerned about, but the impact on the service workers who often don't have insurance, don't have time off, and then the kids being out of school. And we know in the summertime, like the lower socioeconomic status, oftentimes that impacts their ability to get a hot meal. So I saw recently that Duval County will be handing out lunches. So they'll be handing out hot meals, which is so good. You know, that's imperative, because a lot of these kids, if it were not for school, may not get a hot meal day.
How would they get the hot meal?
They're going to have to go up there, and they have a certain time frame where they'll be handing them out.
Okay.
Well, they're also going to use community centers and so forth to assist in that effort. They're really just working out the plan, but the way they've done it up here in the Northwest and also in Korea and other places that have, you know, a lead of about 2 weeks on us in dealing with this pandemic, is that basically the you switch over to a summer deal for schools. So during the summer, you know, kids are still treated Title One kids are still.
It is Title One.
To hot lunches and so forth, and they'll use that summer recipe to reach those kids and make sure that they get the same type of food and things that they need to carry on.
Well, we see here in the paper where all of the senior centers are closed. All city facilities. The mayor was on yesterday, indicating, that all city-owned facilities would be closed. And of course, apparently there's some issue over at the Department of Health. Apparently they're not moving fast enough, from what is being said. But again, we're definitely concerned about this virus, but have we ever thought about where did the virus come from? I mean, how long has this thing been around? I don't think this is a new phenomenon. I think this thing has been, developing over many, many years. And let me just say, this is my own personal opinion, obviously. But when you think about over 50 years ago, the number of chemicals, the Agent Orange that we dropped in Asia. Okay, just think about and the soldiers that experienced Agent Orange back in the 60s and early 70s, they're having complications. They're having illnesses associated with that. So sometimes we need to recognize that we may be the culprit for what's happening to us.
Well, I think,
just my opinion.
And the scientific data that is pointing to that this is a novel virus. It is the first time that we've experienced this particular virus, and that's the reason that there are no vaccinations or anything else available for it. In the past, we've had similar type attacks, if you will, of viruses across the country. You had the Spanish flu, you had the H1N1, and others that...
H1N1. Boy, you're getting close. Yeah. You're getting close to that word, man.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not getting close to it. I'm just stating the facts. But the scientific data leads us to understand that this is a virus that incubates, from 14 to 21 days. But the thing of it is that young folks have the immune system to be able to fight the virus much more so than seniors. And that's the rub. And so, you could be a healthy, teenager walking around with the virus and probably don't exhibit all the symptoms, but all of a sudden you get this flu-type feeling, and then you're coughing and carrying on. And the ability to spread it to other members of your family is what keeps the disease spreading.
Well, I understand all of that. We've got it contained. We've got the virus contained down at the border, right?
What?
Well, we've got, 70,000 people in tents and...
Right, and to me, that's just a recipe for disaster.
I mean, what are we doing? I'm telling you, this is bigger than, guys. This is biblical here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we cannot continue to treat people like dirt, mm-hmm, all over the world for our benefit. You know, it's all about
right.
It's all about capital. It's all about the money.
And xenophobia, right? So, and xenophobia, right? Which is this big fear in America of immigrants, but it's ironic that it's only immigrants of color that we have this fear of. So I was surprised when he actually put a halt to travel from Europe, because that wasn't one of those S nations that he talked about before when he was doing the bans,
but
the travel bans.
But what is happening in Italy, is it?
Yes, Italy, they've had to shut down whole cities. Yes.
Those aren't immigrants.
No, but they're the right color immigrant. But now he's had to actually shut them down and not allow them to come into the country, because they also are an epicenter of what is happening.
But the bottom line, guys, it's the disease is already here. So you shut down traveling things. You're not going to stem the disease. It's already here, and that's the thing folks need to understand. This is really serious. Virus that's spreading, and it's going to continue to spread. They believe that 80% of the country is going to be have the disease in one form or another before it plays out into the summer when the weather gets warmer, and that's when the virus will eradicate itself.
Well, I hope we get some correct information rather than fake news.
Right, because initially wasn't it called a hoax? That
yes,
this was a
yes.
Democratic hoax?
Right.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just checking for clarification.
We've got a break coming up, and when we just want to remind you that you're listening to Praise 107.9, and if you're interested in calling in, area code 904-831-1079. This is Praise 107.9.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
A new song of worship for those who love the presence of the Lord. This says, in his presence there's fullness of joy. In his right hand he has pleasures for you. Let me sing it for you real quick. It says, oh, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord. My soul rejoices being in the presence of the King. So refreshing, such a blessing.
There's no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King. Anybody like to be in His presence? Let me sing it again. Oh, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord. My soul rejoices being in the presence of the King. So refreshing, such a blessing. No place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King. Come on, everybody, sing it together. Oh, how good. Yes, it is.
To be in the presence of the Lord.
My soul rejoices. Anybody can rejoice in the Lord.
In the presence of the King.
It's so refreshing,
so
y'all.
Refreshing.
And for me, it's such a blessing.
So refreshing.
There's no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King. Hallelujah. Now, I know y'all gonna like this one. I'm gonna see y'all sing this all over the world. Let me teach it to you. Makes me wanna sing, makes me wanna shout, makes me wanna holler. Makes me wanna sing, makes me wanna shout, makes me wanna holler. Here it is. Throw up my hands. Somebody put your hands in the atmosphere right here. Hallelujah. Throw up my hands. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Someone sing it like this. Say, make me wanna sing.
All right. This is Praise 107.9. We're back. Before the break, we were certainly discussing the virus, and we have a call on the air. Naomi, is it Naomi?
Correct, Naomi.
Naomi, I'm sorry, Naomi. What's on your heart?
Okay, with the virus, first of all, fear is not of God, and I don't think we need to panic about the situation, and I don't think we need to point fingers. I think what we need to do is, I used to run a cleaning company 30 years ago, and they got away from using Clorox, bleach, and cleaning, disinfectant. Mm-hmm. And I think what it is, it's a pile up of filth.
It could be, though. Yeah. I mean, if you look on the backs of the Clorox, it says that it fights the coronavirus. Right. So this isn't
Correct.
Really a new thing.
All right.
So you need to start back using Clorox,
bleach, and
disinfectant.
We need to clean
and
up.
And washing your hands and being more clean. You go in the restaurant, you get the restaurant report, every Friday is filth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go is filth. So Americans need to clean up. I think need to just clean up.
Okay. Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Larry,
that's all good points and things, but you know the virus is not necessarily being spread by folks by touching things. It's basically being spread through the air by people sneezing and so forth. And I don't care how many times you clean something, if people have virus and they sneeze in public, it's going to affect at least 10 people, and that 10 people are going to affect another 10.
Well,
so, you know,
right,
you
Larry,
be aware of that.
And they're saying, at least the Surgeon General is saying, that we shouldn't buy masks and wear those. You're saying that's how you catch it, right?
Yes.
Through sneezing, but then we're like, being told not to wear a mask.
The masks that are made available on the general that you go in and that you get at a hardware store or something like that does not prevent the droplets from piercing it, so it goes straight through that. You need a surgical mask if you're going to try to use that as a means of prevention.
So we're at the mercy of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're always at the mercy of the Lord, and the Lord through the years and times has always given us different things and challenges to overcome, and this is another one.
Well, I liked what Naomi said in regards to God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
Yeah, but God gave us the understanding to know when we have to make sure that we do things better, and that's keeping ourselves clean and also adhering to the scientific data, how this virus is being spread, and to protect ourselves. So be prepared. If you're not afraid, you need to be, and you need to be prepared at the same time.
Well, we need to take the politics out of this.
Right.
I mean, this is a public health crisis, politics shouldn't be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but politics are part of everything, Doc. Unfortunately.
Well, I think it became political when it initially came out. You know that the current sitting president stated that it was a hoax. You know, on the Democratic side, and it was that doesn't make any sense to me as an educated person. Why this would be a hoax? Why you would even say such a thing? To me, statements like that are rather dangerous and not well thought out.
Well, I think it goes back to what Doc mentioned about the money. Okay, so the president's desire was to protect the Wall Street and not make fear and investors rule the day, which it did anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if he had stepped up in the beginning, just like the market rebounded yesterday, we could have been 2 weeks in the good with the market. But, you know, just trying to pretend that it's going to go away and that it's just another flu, it was insensitive and incorrect scientific information to pass on to, his followers and the rest of the world.
I agree.
Well, speaking of the stock market, if you have stock, I guess, in your 401k, you've probably lost, what, maybe 30 or 40% of it? Is that what I'm hearing?
They regained it yesterday. The thing about the stock market, and people don't understand it, even with your 401ks and so forth, you know, you shouldn't be investing in the stock market if you can't afford to lose it in the beginning.
Larry, everybody, don't go to the casino if you can't afford to lose money. But we do.
Right. Yeah, but then again, you're taking that on yourself. So, but at the end of the day, the stock market, if you can afford to ride the tide out, is going to always balance itself out.
If you have enough years left.
Well, I can't worry about how much time I have left. I had to deal with the press.
You got to deal with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. Tell me this now. I understand over in Italy, they're making decisions as to who lives and who dies over there. I mean, they've got so many cases. Have you heard anything about that? They're making decisions. And just think about it. Are they going to, if it gets so bad that they have to make decisions as to, you know, because you can't accommodate the millions and millions of people. So a decision will be made as to who gets to go and who, you know, so are they going to target old people like me, you know, as maybe one of the ones that, you know, I've been around 70 plus years. What, you know, they won't. Maybe this is a cleansing of the world.
I don't think it's gone that far, Doc, yet. but I do know that folks are going to have to make hard decisions. But again, if we take care of ourselves and do the things and try to keep help each other, deal with the virus and keep from getting it. But as the data, scientific data is pointing, we're going to come in contact with it. I came in contact with someone at a funeral last weekend and didn't realize it until yesterday.
Did you get the test? Did you get the test?
No, I haven't tested yet, but I plan to do the test today sometime. But, the tests are hard to get. You can't just go get a test.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we don't have enough.
There are not enough kits out there to provide the test.
Well, I understand.
That's one of the major things. Yeah,
I understand the Mayo Clinic is expecting to test for the virus. They may have a cure.
Well, I know
there's no cure, Doc. It's going to take
run its
anywhere
course.
From 18 months. 60 months for them to come up with a cure. This is not something that you can overnight. And anyone that's saying that they have a cure or even anything close to a cure are just lying.
Well, they had all the pharmaceuticals on TV.
Yeah, I work for a pharmaceutical company. I'm telling you, it's nothing near a vaccine or anything that's going to be available at a minimum of a year.
So what are you saying? What should we do? I don't want to alarm the public, but what can we do?
The public should be alarmed. I mean, you know, you should be following what the CDC recommends, and that's staying your distances from folks and not getting in crowds. And folks are talking about this 250 or more folks at gatherings and so forth. But heck, you know, there was someone here in Seattle that contracted the virus at a house party a couple of weeks ago, and you know, you don't know who you're running into that is a carrier, because we're not able to test everybody, and that's the whole point. That, you know, there are only a limited number of testing kits available here or anywhere else in the United States, because the CDC didn't do their job securing enough kits, and also before you were able to be tested, you had to have a doctor's order, which was the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
Well, I've seen in Colorado where they're able to pull up in their cars and be tested right on the spot. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a limited number, like you said, and they can only do so many per day.
Right. And Dr. Odo, that is now that the states have taken charge of their own testing, their kits are being made available more rapidly. But at the maximum here in Seattle, we are only able to test 1,000 people a day. Over in Korea, they're testing 10,000 a day. So this order from the president will help get those testing kits and more testing opportunities available throughout the country, which I said should have taken place 2 or 3 weeks ago.
So I guess the world is really flat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, globalization has a major impact on that, right? Just like the stock market. That's part of globalization.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing that I want to make sure that people understand is that this isn't going to go away. This isn't going to be just a 1 week, 2 week, 3 week deal. If you got that in your mind, thinking that, oh, okay, in a couple of weeks we're going to be out. No, you're not. Whenever they cancel the Masters tournament, you know this is serious virus, and that people are taking all precautions to keep the pandemic from being worse than it already is.
Hang on a second.
Okay, we got some feedback. All right. How many minutes we have left?
We got two to the break.
Two to the break. We've got a call on the air.
Herman.
Herman. Are you there, Herman?
Hi, everyone, and I'm struggling real hard, Doc, to hear you over the headset.
Okay.
I'll make my comment and I'll be gone. It's real interesting. I think that I know for a fact Jacksonville is in panic when you go to the store and all the alcohol, all the bleach, and all the Lysol, even the knockoff brands are gone. So to me, it says clearly in
a panic.
I'm kind of wondering what the churches are going to be doing, I guess, today and tomorrow, since if you have over 500 people, will the mega churches be meeting? But I'm interested in hearing from the men and women of God. What is God saying to them? And those who like to make application, has this ever happened in the Bible? And what was the solution by then? The question that I would wonder, and I would suggest, whatever happened to repentance, whatever happened to fasting and praying, and whatever happened to going to God and getting what his mind and his action is on the matter? Because clearly, to be honest about it, I don't think anybody in the U.S. of A. or even Jacksonville knows what's going on or honest about it, particularly when the mayor says the health department didn't tell him.
Yeah.
So with that, I just think it's time for fasting and praying, seeking God, getting his mind on the matter, and if any leadership we need now, I think it's the bishops who are bishops and the people who speak for God. If you really speak for God, America is called to fight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to take a quick break here. And when we return, we'll have Michael on. Okay. This is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour.
I'm not spreading religiosity, but I'm flowing with heaven's velocity, bringing hope where there's atrocity, and the truth where there's hypocrisy. No longer ruled by the laws of humanity, being freed from induced conformity, waking up from the pseudo-reality, cause now I know my true identity. Telling you this time, I'm not gonna fear. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't come. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna be smarter. This time, I'm gonna live bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time. I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, I was my worst enemy. But I've conquered that war, I don't fight anymore. Free to walk through all these doors, dance and smile and sing and send the praise up to the true king that's reigning. Free from opinion, I walk in dominion. That's why I'm winning. And I'm not gonna be it. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't come. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna be smarter. This time, I'm gonna live bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time. I know God, He lives in me.
He definitely lives in me. This is Praise 107.9. Good morning. I see we have Dr. Hodo in the house joining us, and we have Larry on the phone out in Seattle, Washington, and Jarman is taking a break. We wish her the very, very best. We have a call on there, I believe.
Michael.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How you
doing? Good morning. Yeah, I just want to make a brief comment. You know, the scripture said God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but sound and with boldness. And also, I think something is going to surface up because God bless each everybody with skill sets and talents. So some scientist or somebody is going to have a press conference and say, okay, this is what we need to do. And I just think there's a ram in the bush that someone knows from a scientific standpoint that this is what's going to happen. But yeah,
if the scientists are saying that they don't, and don't wait on that ram in the bush, you better pull that ram out the bush.
Did you hear that, Michael? Let's pull the ram out of the bush, brother.
I heard he wanted out the bush quick.
Quick. he's struggling out in Seattle.
Yeah, it is, you can't let this deal through and the scientists are saying it has to play out. You know, we can talk about it and wish for, you know, a quick recovery in this economy as far as getting kids back to school and taking care of our elders and so forth. But at the end of the day, this virus has to play out. I mean, and it's going to be 6 weeks.
Okay, Larry, I tell you, you've given us all these dates, man. I don't know if I can hold on for 6 weeks, man.
Well, look, if you can't, you know where you might wind up.
Where?
with Trump out there still shaking hands and carrying on and being naive that he's Teflon.
Well, he's immune. Some people are immune to stuff.
Right.
You know, so.
They're immune to good sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really concerned about those young people in some of our communities, especially in Health Zone 1, where the disparities are so high even now. And I understand that with school closed, some of the kids will be able to get some meals over at the centers. But I see in the paper where they're closing the senior citizens facilities. So I don't know if that would include all of the community centers. I don't understand. Maybe we'll get some more information on that and get it to Praise 107.9 at a later date. But we don't have information.
Is that there's the community centers are not the senior centers. We're talking about community centers that usually serve the kids during the summer.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And that's how they're going to do it, and they're going to have limited staff there because, again, we don't know, and it would behoove us to make sure that anyone that's coming into contact with the public is tested.
Right. Well, if I do know that if you need a meal, you can all the food that was left from the TPC, they're partnering with Feed America, I believe it is.
Yes, I think so, and giving that out. Yeah, so that's great. So a lot of the organizations that already had events planned, all the food, they're going ahead and they're giving that back to the community to assist them so it's not wasted. So that's a great thing instead of throwing it in the trash.
Okay, that's a good thing.
And I think, you know, again, that, you know, that those are good things. And at the same time, you know, coming into contact with folks who are preparing those foods and making them available, again, without testing, we don't know who has it. And that's the challenge.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. I mean, I really worry about the food service workers, again, often who don't get the paid leave, right? And oftentimes have children, are the sole provider for their family. Their kids are going to be out for the next 2 to 3 weeks, but they may still have to work because we haven't seen restaurant industries necessarily shut down, and they're coming into contact.
Dr. Hodo, they are coming. They're going to have to shut them down. They've closed, I think, like 60% of the restaurants here in the Seattle area. Number one, because people stopped going to the restaurants, so they had to lay off a whole bunch of people. And number two is that, you know, they didn't have the kits to test the people who were actually working in the restaurants.
Right.
Each day we find another person that has come into social contact with people, including bus drivers and postal workers who are testing positive for the deal. Well, look, it's already out there now. So, you know, they've tested positive, they've infected or been around all of these other folks. So now everyone has to be quarantined or self-quarantined and tested because they came in contact. So, again, we need to get tested.
We need to get tested. I mentioned to my postman yesterday, you know, we've got a really good relationship. He was dropping the mail off. I say, hey, man, don't drop off this virus while you're doing this.
Yeah, because he's coming into contact with everything.
He's coming into contact with everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of people. And
they had an emergency meeting here with the postal workers last night, that, you know, and, you know, because two or three other folks that work internally handling the mail have tested positive. And now they're saying, okay, look, you know, the mail folks are on the front line, just like the first responders. You know, so when you're picking up mail from some John Doe or Jane Doe, you don't know if that person has the virus or not. So you're basically putting your hands, you're putting your health in their hands.
So what we can do, too, is we can use Uber and some of the other delivery services to bring us our meals. You know, we've gotten to the point, you know, Amazon and others, where they're delivering all of our packages. We're getting where we don't have to go to the malls any longer. So everything is going to be delivered to us. And we'll just stay in our houses or whatever and look out the window and wait on the delivery truck. What?
Just like the postal workers, I mean, you know, the delivery drivers have to be checked and tested also, because you don't know, you know, what they've come in contact with. So, you know, my best deal for folks is to just be vigilant and don't assume that everyone might have it, and just keep your distance and make sure that you keep your hands and other parts sanitized.
So, Larry, is the sky falling?
No, the sky is not falling because educated people understand that this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're being vigilant about staying clean and not, you know, out in public as little as possible, you know, we're going to survive this deal. And it's going to be another deal we'll look back on and say, well, you know, we were there and then we made it.
Right. I know we've seen, like, I've seen some things where introverts are like, we've been planning our whole life for this time. You know, introverts, they're like, you know, we're at home. It's okay. We've been waiting on this our whole lives because they're exhausted when they go out and have to interact with people anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
No, that's serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious talk.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of it is that's their daily life. So
right.
That's how they live all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that way. I can't, you know, I get cabin fever after a couple of days.
So do I, Larry. I mean, I'm from Wisconsin, and we would get cabin fever. Our mother, even in the snow, we would go out and play in the snow,
right.
You know, and
right.
Because if not, you do get cabin fever. You're in Washington State. You got a lot of gloom and a lot of rain.
Wait. You say you're from Wisconsin. I didn't know they had a lot of black people out there.
Yes, we are alive and well in Wisconsin.
You're not black, though.
I'm biracial, but we are there.
I thought I would just eat that there.
He just had to go there.
He did. I'm biracial and I'm proud.
All right.
There you go. All right, sister.
So it affects you. It doesn't matter your race, right?
Exactly.
This virus does not discriminate.
It doesn't care about your social class, your religion, your race, your sexual orientation.
What about affirmative action? You think this will help?
Well, I mean, affirmative action statistically benefited white women primarily. So, I mean.
Absolutely.
So don't get, you know, I don't think we want to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Not today. We have to bring Dr. Hodo back for another day for that particular subject because that's deep.
Very deep, because when people think of affirmative action, they envision me or Dr. Danford or you, Larry, but that's not at all the vision that they should have.
Absolutely. And I know that I was twice as good as the next white student in my class. So.
Exactly.
Well, at least you have white students in your class.
Oh, that's right. You grew up in the segregated South.
Mine was all...
It was all
black folk up in there.
And see, we need to come back and talk about code switching, too. When you grow up in a predominantly black environment and with the hyper-segregation in America, how do you know how to interact with others? Because reality is we're just a small percentage of the population. And when you go into the professional environment, you need to know how to interact. So you have to know how to code switch.
Wow.
Absolutely. You do. And we don't understand that, Dr. Hodo. Even how that works and how we make it work for us. And you have to know how to deal with that situation going back and forth, because you do.
Did you hear, I've been noticing all of the press conferences from the White House and others. Man, it's other than that Surgeon General, the young black guy, I mean, he's the only African-American standing around, at least looking like he knows something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
did
you see the press conference at the City Hall in Jacksonville yesterday?
Same thing. Huh?
I just saw you know, old white men.
Wow.
But right, we know though. Although the demographics of our country are shifting, the power has not shifted. So that's why I have a hard time with the fragility of a lot of white males, because it's like, yes, indeed, the demographics are shifting, but the power has not. And if all's been based on meritocracy and it's all fair and good, I don't understand the concern for the shift in the demographics.
Well, the concern for the shift is the loss of privilege.
Right, but you consider that if you're still in these positions of power, what privilege are you losing?
Well,
that's the point that I was making, Dr. Hodo.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't lost that power, and they still have the privilege.
They sure do. And I mean, I was cloaked in my mother's white privilege and enjoyed that for 17 years in her household.
Well, I have the privilege of taking a break. All right. This is Praise 107.9, and when we return, the Empowerment Hour. Call us at 831-1079. Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9. The ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that needs a blessing from God? The blessing that God gives, no man can take from you. Glory to God. Come on, choir, say it. Say, bless me.
Bless me, Lord, bless me.
Even me.
Even me.
Lord.
Lord, bless me.
Oh, say it again, say, bless me.
Bless me, Lord, bless me.
Lift your hand and say, even me.
Even me.
Lord.
Lord, bless me.
Come on, choir, say it. Say, God is not like man.
God is not like man.
He has more than one.
He has more than one blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. He's omnipotent. He has all power.
He's omnipotent.
He has the power to bless you.
Power to bless you.
And bless me.
And bless me.
Hallelujah. So I'm encouraged.
So I'm encouraged.
When I see what God,
when I see what God
has done for you.
Has done for you.
Hallelujah. Why? Come on, say, because I'm confident.
For I am confident
that He soon will bless me.
That He soon
will bless
me.
Good morning. This is Praise 107.9 FM. I'm here in the studio with Dr. Tammy Hodo. Larry Williams is out in Seattle, and Jamin is taking care of herself and the kids. We're in the empowerment portion of Praise 107.9. So if you're a small business owner and you want to call in, we're at 831-1079. Let us hear from you. I know that there will be some challenges that many of our small businesses will experience over the next few weeks. So if you have some ideas as to how we can make it, let us hear from you. And if you're taking some special steps.
Yes. And that's the entrepreneur corner, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tim.
I've seen a lot of events already canceled, like the Rotary for the next 2 weeks. They're not meeting. There was a Women's Business Owners Association meeting. That's not taking place either. So, I mean, it's impacting, and we always have speakers, and a lot of them, you know, own small businesses and get paid when they come to speak. Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely impacting a lot of small businesses.
So this virus will affect all businesses.
Yes.
To some degree.
But right? Will small Absolutely. Businesses be able to sustain? That's my concern.
Well, if I can say that based on the data that's being found here in Washington State, is that 60% of the restaurant businesses have closed or temporarily or permanently, and they expect more because, again, people are, you know, as the more people that are tested, the more we're finding that the virus is really rampant out in the community that we didn't even know about. And that's why the testing is so important. It's not so much as where the virus is now. It's where it's going, and or that it's already there. The virus has been in the country for 6 weeks, folks.
So if you so if you get a test, if you're tested and you are positive, then what's the cure?
Well, you
quarantine yourself.
You quarantine yourself.
You're supposed to, for 2 weeks.
And it'll eventually go away?
Well, yes, you have to work through the cycle.
You take over-the-counter aspirins and so forth, just like you would do a normal flu, okay? Unless you have, you know, some underlying health defects. You know, it could be diabetes, it could be a heart
situation. Lupus. But
especially anything that's dealing with your lungs. Your lungs are the ones that are attacked during this COVID-19.
Right, and we know lupus is predominantly a woman disease, and a lot of women of color have lupus, and that impacts their autoimmune system, and that's
absolutely
problematic. Just like you said with diabetes, anybody, I mean, if you're on dialysis, you know, anybody like that, the probability of them catching it is much higher, and they have to be so concerned about who they're around and washing their hands and covering their faces and doing all these things.
So we're talking about the lungs being impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the hashi? You think that'll help?
I don't know. The hash.
Yeah.
I mean, you think we can smoke some? Hey, man.
If dead.
What?
Help you get dead. You messing with that hashish and that virus?
That CBD, we can get some CBD oil and rub it on our noses, and that'll keep...
That might do better than the mask, right?
Yeah. At least you feel better.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Of course, Larry mentioned that you should take a lot of aspirin. I can't take aspirin because I have AFib.
Well, oh, that's right.
Right, I'm on a blood thinner. I have to take that Xarelto. Matter of fact, I'm out, and I can't get the pharmacist. I need to get over there.
Go get you some more because you're going to need it. And as you know, the scientific data states is that most people will have it and get through it quite well.
Mm-hmm.
It's those that have challenged immune systems are the ones that are going to be having the most difficult challenges, including death.
And that's and Dr. Danford, I mean, you have to go get your medicine. They said that you need to have medicine for at least up to 2 weeks, regardless
absolutely
of what you take. And mm-hmm. so I'm on medicine as well for other things, but I made sure that I have all my medicine, you know, because you have to. So people, please, if you are diabetic, any type of medicine that you take that is prescribed, please make sure that you go and that you get it filled, because you need to have at least 2 weeks supply.
Right. And stop hoarding the water. The water is not going to be turned off, and it's not going to be infected. You know, so you don't need to go out and get every bottle of water off the shelf, because you'll be able to use your water in home, and for the most part, that's what you're washing your hands with anyway. So if that's done, we're done.
I don't understand the thing with the toilet paper, though. I mean, I don't get that part.
Dr. Hodo, I think one of the things that people who, you know, have dealt with flus and influenza in the past understand that when you get that, you have a case of diarrhea most of the time.
Okay. See, because I didn't understand. I was like, why are the shelves? Well, at NAS Jack's, they're fully stocked, so that's where we go.
Yeah. So that's the deal behind the TP.
Well, and plus, come on, man. You could, you know, if you have to blow your nose, you get your roll of toilet paper. You don't walk around with tissues and handkerchiefs. Okay, you just get your roll of toilet paper. So,
please, y'all don't go buy up all the toilet paper. Just get you some tissue and stuff, and keep your hands clean.
Well, my buddy up in Atlanta told me that they had sold out of toilet paper and fried chicken.
Well, I saw the mayor, Keisha Bottoms, she said that they will not be shutting off any water, any electricity or anything like that, recognizing that some low-income families may have issues paying their bills.
So
if
they're not
their business, they're not cutting off any type of services.
Now that's a question maybe for JEA. will JEA cut off the utilities of low income people that can't pay?
Because they came out with a statement last night, Doc, that they wouldn't, that they're not going to turn water off, and they're not going to
turn electricity.
You know, they're going to allow people to pay their bills, give them extensions, and so forth throughout this period.
Yeah, and I saw something as well too, because a lot of the students are transitioning, to include my son, to online because of this pandemic. A lot of the high schools are doing that. Well, low-income people may not have internet, but I saw something, just a blurb, and I'm not real sure what it is, but I think they're offering some type of service, because they recognize that a lot of kids may not have internet at home, because that is more, it's not necessarily a necessity when you're low income, which I understand. And so I think there's some type of deal going on where they're going to have access to that as well.
Well, how do you access it? Do you need a computer? Do you need a laptop? Yeah. What do you need at home?
You're going to have to have, yeah.
Yeah, so you can offer it.
First.
Yeah,
right. You have to have the computer, the iPad, something.
And you're going to have the service.
That's
the
right.
Deal. I mean, you know, if you don't have internet service, which is, there's a cost for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes more than the computer.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what, you know, most schools, the public schools are the ones that have the largest challenge, because they aren't online. And I guess, as you know, again, we go back to that 0.5% sales tax that would have built more quality schools with internet capabilities already there, and then therefore you would be able to provide students with laptops that in emergency situations they could take home.
Exactly.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point. Okay.
So, again, this is something, you know, with the folks being asked to work from home if they don't have to go into an office, I think these are things that we can do that doesn't cost anything. And also, you know, it's preparing us for the new technology as we move forward of being able to work from home, keeping people off the streets as much as possible, you know, slowing the traffic jams down. You know, if folks can work from home and still be efficient, they should be able to do that. And, you know, again, we're finding here that I think it's 70% of the employers are saying that since they've allowed their folks to work from home, that, you know, the work has been, the workflow has increased. They're being able to do more work.
Yeah, because they want to get paid. So I would produce more.
Well, they go in the office to get paid, but they spend more time around the water cooler than they do at the desk.
And that's true, socializing with other people instead
Absolutely.
Of, yeah, when you're at home, you're kind of more in the zone and you're working.
So my thing, exactly. Yeah, we're short on time, but what about the mental health of people that's experiencing this, Tammy? And Jaman isn't here, from Harvest International. You know, she could.
Right. I would think that, I mean, that I've seen some articles come out and some helpful hints, because, like, people like myself who are extroverts, as well as you, Dr. Danford, if we have to be shut in for 14 days, that could be rather difficult and impact our mental health. Because we're used to being actively engaged in the community. So there are some tips that are out there. People can look online and see, you know, what type of resources there are. But you need to mentally stay actively engaged, whether you're doing puzzles, whether you're interacting with people on the phone, you know, things of that nature, so you don't feel so isolated. And we need to also make sure we check on our seniors and call them and keep them actively engaged so they don't feel isolated.
Okay.
Well, we have all of these instruments. We've got FaceTime through Facebook. We have, you know, all types of social media outlets where we can do face-to-face, have face-to-face conversations. We can do everything that we normally do except go out and interact in the public. You know, social distancing is going to be the new buzzword around this country and probably across the world for the next 6 months.
Right.
Well, we're finishing up here this morning, and we will be back. We will be here next Saturday from 8 to 9, the Empowerment Hour. We want to...